Time Travel with Chris Searle. I'm here with you till 9 p.m. tonight, taking over for The Big Picture. Derek and Lisa are off this week, but I got all kinds of fun stuff. I got the early 90s right now, whipped in with a little George W. Bush from 2000 to 2008. All of the wit and wisdom of George W. Bush from two CDs I got called Bush Speak, which are absolutely amazing. You allowed him in. Might as well allow Hillary or Donald then. Because that's what's going to happen. Nobody stepped up. We don't see a third party unless something happens, or something happens to him within a couple of months, or some miracle happens. We're doomed. We're doomed with one of the two. But you know what? We always get through it. It seems like we're doomed every 4 to 8 years. And it's basically the Super Bowl of politics. So we'll listen to a few more stupid things George W. said. My name is Chris Searle. The show is Time Travel. I have been here with you since 2008, not actually in the studio, like that whole time, but from time to time. Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. is when I normally do the show. I've been running it close to 10 years now. Today, we're jumping around a little bit. We started out, with a kiss from Tom Jones, which is absolutely amazing to see. Tom Jones, I saw him a number of years ago, and he was just here last week. I didn't get to go to the show, but I figured I'd throw that in there. Him doing a little Prince, and then there was some Public Enemy in there, and we went to 1978 and listened to some music from the 50s and 60s in a tribute to Animal House, and now we are in the early 90s with some George W. whipped in there for good measure, and we'll be going to 1978 again in a couple of minutes. And Time Travel is here with you until 9 p.m. 617-627-3800 is the old phone number. Now it is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636 if you want to call in and make a request, or you can Skype WMFO-DJ. Or you can go on the Facebook. It's Time Travel with Chris Searle. You can like that. And you can chat with me on the air if you feel like it. Anyway, let's do some more George W. Thanks for tuning in to Time Travel and spending part of your Wednesday with Freeform Radio WMFO in Medford.
Today I'm pleased to announce that I have nominated an outstanding military officer, Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
There's a certain comfort to know that the promises made will be kept by the government. You don't have to worry.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Get any sleep?
Make no mistake about it. I understand how tough it is, sir. I talk to the families who die.
we will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army. You talk about the farmer out there who's worrying about making crop, that $2,200 means a lot. It may sound small to the opiners in Washington, but you ask the average American family, would they rather have the $2,200 to spend on their own, or would they rather send it to Washington, D.C.? They'll say, let me have my money. I can do a good job with it.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for your introduction. Thank you for being such a fine host for the OPEC summit. I appreciate APEC summit, excuse me. He invited me to the OPEC summit next year.
Reading a lot of history, I mentioned to you. I read three histories on George Washington last year. Year 2006, I read three histories about our first president. My attitude is, if they're still writing about one, 43 doesn't need to worry about it.
So I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
This is an opportunity to positively affirm our belief in democracy and human rights and human dignity. And so I want to thank you for being a good host. It's not easy to host all these countries, particularly not easy to host perhaps me. But thank you for doing it. You're doing a fine job.
I wasn't afraid to admit I wasn't sure how to design a rug, so I called Laura. I said, they've asked me to design a rug in the Oval Office. I don't know anything about rug designing. Will you help me? She said, of course. But I said, I wanted to say something. The president has got to be a strategic thinker. And I said to her, make sure the rug says optimistic person comes to work.
We put in more troops to get to a position where we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision? The Congress or the commanders? And as you know, my position is clear. I'm a commander guy.
You know, I've been in politics long enough to know that polls just go poof at times. I mean, they're a moment.
I'm curious, have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally. And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. It's very interesting to see that. I forgot the name of the program, but you get the satellite and you can, like, I kind of like to look at the ranch on the Google. It'll remind me of where I want to be sometimes.
Time travel, see with you till 9 p.m. One more from the early 90s. It's Aerosmith from 1993.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge. Today, the light bulb's getting dim.
There's Aerosmith, Living on the Edge, 1993 here on Time Travel. Let's jump away for a little bit. We might go back to some Bush speak in early 90s a little bit later, but let's go to 1978 for a little bit here on Time Travel. Roxy Music. Heating it up here on Time Travel. You're listening to Time Travel on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We are in 1978 right now.
Now you and four friends who join the Army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Shoot me down in flames if I should tell a lie. Cross my heart, I promise that it's true. I've been in love so many times before, but never with a girl like you. With a girl like you to hold and be beside. With a girl like you to fill my heart with pride and joy. With a girl. I know where I belong with her.
you've all been waiting for, Mr. George Harrison sings.
A pirate's life for me. All my friends are pirates and they sail the BBC. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out of your skull and crossbones and run it up your mast. Well, yo, and ha-ha-dee-hee-ha-ha. Yo, ho, ho, and ha-ha-dee-yo-yo-yo-yo. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. Get out of your skull and crossbones, run it up your mast. All together I like to be a pirate, a pirate's life for me. And all my friends are pirates and sail the BBC. Got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white. So get out of your skull and crossbones, run it up your mast.
Make me feel. I know you don't have time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin. Poor little Ivy. Do you speak English, Ivy? What's your problem? Why are you so droopy? Oh, I see why. Your person really poured the water to you. You don't like wet feet, do you? I know you love humidity, but you look like you're standing in a rice paddy. We'll put you in this east window and let the sun dry you out and mist your leaves every day. And I promise you won't get watered again till your pot's dry, at least an inch down in the soil. Okay? Oh, Fern. You're absolute dynamite. You're from Boston, aren't you? You can always tell good breeding. No brown tips, no dry leaves. I'll bet you take a shower every day. Don't be shy. You're fantastic. They really read their lesson on you. You're in a really big pot, and you get drenched about once a month, I'll bet. But you really love that shower on your foliage every day, don't you, baby? You're a neat little spider plant. Spiders hanging all over you. Aren't you proud? Sitting there in the sun in that tiny pot producing babies like mad? I know your secret. You go to bed early. Give you about 8 hours of bright light, and no light after that. That's why you're so fertile, isn't it, Bunny? Oh, Mr. Schefflera, you're going to have a bath. You're covered in red spider mites. See that sickly gray foliage you've got and those misty little spider webs all over you? You and I are going to the sink, and you're going to have every leaf, back and front, washed with a nice, mild, soapy bath. Then we'll rinse you off in the bathtub. You're going to have to live by yourself for a while. You don't want to give your buddies red spider now, do you? If you don't shape up in a few days, I'm afraid I'll have to spray you with an insect bomb. And about 4 days later, repeat it. And then we'll get the eggs that have hatched out since we started. What a pretty philodendron you are. You know, some people think because you will tolerate a lot of bad care, you're ordinary. You're not ordinary unless you get a lot of bad care. Pretty good light, little water when you're dry. You don't get bugs. Your leaves are lush and big and green, and you really look tough.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts, cause each other pain, how we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Getting to give back, isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain?
na. Hey, Jude, Judy, 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 wow! Na, 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 hey, Jude.